Telephone.
You're listening to The Phone Show.
You want to go on phonelosers.org?
Telephone.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You're calling 12 o'clock at a fucking midnight, damn it!
Telephone.
You've got to be crap on my balls.
Telephone.
Act as this oxygen.
Telephone.
Live on the air.
We can hear you, Ann. Hi, Tim Stone.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. Doing a show.
Chilling with my gnomies.
Hey, who's that?
That's Jessica, and also today here in the studio is Anne.
Beverly.
Oh. And yeah, whatever.
Did you have a threesome before the show,
Jessica,
or are you going to have a threesome after?
Always Baby. After.
Oh, okay. Be sure to clean up.
We will. So.
There we go.
I've given Jessica and Anne full reign over the soundboard, so that should be fun tonight. Tombstone wants me to do a thing.
A trick?
Like a call to a thing.
An ice cream parlor.
Yeah, I don't get it. You said you asked for brownie ice cream, and you were very serious about it. You really did want that.
Yeah, because me and Snow White went for a date on Valentine's Day at Boston Pizza.
It's California. It's a California number.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
I asked if they had it.
What?
I asked if they had it. It was a serious question. Sure, it was a prank call, but it was a serious question.
Why California, though? You're in Toronto.
I know, but I have connections in California, and they wanted a call.
What?
And I seen them check in on Facebook.
So wait, you went on a date for Valentine's Day, and you didn't actually take her to ice cream. You just made prank calls
about
ice cream.
That's like
No. I took her on a date to Boston Pizza, and we had ice cream for dessert, and it was called Brownie Delight something, and it had brownies in the ice cream, and it was fucking fantastic. And I was wondering if that place in California had the same thing. If they had brownies in their ice cream.
I see. Wait, what's going on?
And they didn't, and now you're upset and you want us to prank them? Is that
what the fuck
the deal was?
Hold on. I'm sorry, I put you on hold because your dumb girlfriend tried to call and it wouldn't answer for her. And
hey.
I think she was calling.
Well, go call her.
With other people.
No, just call her.
Okay.
Toomsy!
Matt, do you know Jessica? You know Jessica, right?
Aloha.
I
guess not. Okay.
I'm thinking of somebody else that knows Matt.
I don't know Matt.
Alright, so...
How you doing?
We're going to keep it that way.
Snow White's on the phone now, and we are going to...
Oh. Hi, Snow White. Hi, Toomsy.
I promise not to call you Snowball one single time.
Snow White?
She's stewing in anger. All right, so I'm calling your dumb ice cream parlor. I don't know what to say to him.
Brownie ice cream. Do you have brownie ice cream?
That's it?
Apparently.
What should I say, Tombstone?
I don't know. Ask for a weird flavor ice cream. Cactus ice cream.
Flavor.
Fruit Loops.
Cactus would be good.
Thank you for calling Superior Dairy Products Company. For our fountain or general assistance...
Your call is being transferred to the receptionist.
What is this, the corporate office?
No, it's a store.
Sounds like the corporate office. They can't hear the background, can they?
They can. But it just adds to the mystery of our weird phone call to them.
They're not going to answer?
They will.
It's 9 o'clock, if it's the corporate office.
They close in half an hour.
Are you sure you didn't get the corporate office?
Dead sure.
Because we have to Google it.
Hi, this is Susan Wing. Please leave me a message
Google
if you'd
that
like.
Shit.
I'm not in right now.
Whoa.
Fail.
What the fuck?
No, No ice cream for you.
We're going to have a lot more sound effects tonight than we normally do.
Why?
She sounds like she was on a ventilator.
That was the one that I was looking for.
Thank you for calling Superior Dairy Products Company.
No.
For our fountain or general assistance, press 1.
No.
For
Tim Jones, press 3. For manufacturing,
press 1.
Press 4.
Manufacturing, yeah, that's a store.
Press 1, press 1.
Hours, press 6. Okay. If you have a touch...
That's not a store.
Being transferred.
It is a store.
Press 1 if you're bored.
Right.
If you're calling from a rotary dial phone, press 5.
Superior Dairy.
Oh, hi. I need to know if you have a Fruit Loop flavor ice cream, please.
Negative.
Huh?
No, we do not.
How about cactus flavor?
No.
What flavors do you have?
Vanilla, chocolate, chocolate chip, rocky road, strawberry.
Wait. No. Alphabetically.
Alphabet. I'm just telling you in the way we got them written.
Okay, can you reorganize these alphabetically?
No, it's the way we got them.
Pretty please. Okay, go ahead and list them all.
Vanilla, chocolate, chocolate chip, rocky road.
Can you say it happier? Alphabet.
What?
Happier. Say it with more feeling, with more emotion.
Vanilla, chocolate chip, chocolate. Rocky road, strawberry, maple nut, lemon, banana cookies, orange, sherbet, pineapple sherbet, lemon sherbet, strawberry.
Banana cookies.
Can you list them by the spectrum of colors, like...
I'm going to go
with no. We need to talk to the manager, because the manager's going to get pissed, because she will stay on the phone.
Tombstone wants to do this for a full hour.
Yeah. All right.
If you play the Dot Matrix, Anne, it makes you more believable, because it sounds like an office.
I just couldn't figure out what Dot Matrix was.
Dot Matrix.
It's so old.
I need to relabel that to Okidata.
Thank you for calling Superior Dairy Products Company.
Your
call is being transferred.
Like, my OCD does something that makes you have to list them, and I can't think of it.
Yeah, Superior Dairy, how may I help you?
Hey, I have some questions about your company.
What was that?
I have some questions.
Okay.
Okay, one, why isn't there ice cream in your name? Dairy products could mean yogurt or, like, chocolate or stuff like that. What do you have that is a dairy product?
Our ice cream is our only dairy product.
Well, why don't you just call it dairy product? Like, why is dairy product in your name? Why don't you just say ice cream? Put me on the phone with the manager.
Okay, 1 minute.
Hurry up.
Ruby.
Hello?
Hey, are you the manager?
I'm a supervisor.
Okay, what dairy products do you sell at the dairy product company there?
We sell milk, and we sell ice cream and sandwiches.
Really? But sandwiches isn't a dairy product. What about ice cream flavors?
In which way are sandwiches dairy
flavors?
Products?
Mm-hmm. Our flavors are vanilla, chocolate chip.
Alphabetically?
I'm going down the line. We don't have alphabeticals.
Do you know
the alphabet? Up here.
Can you alphabetize them quickly for me?
What about low fat?
Okay, the B, well, there's no A, so B would be banana.
This lady is so much more accommodating. I can see why you're the manager and the other idiot isn't. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Big money.
Anyway, banana is the first one alphabetized. Chocolate chip would be next. Then cookies. Oh, I don't know which one you put, the chocolate chip or chocolate. There's also a plain chocolate.
I think chocolate would be first, and then chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the cookies. Sorry. Okay, B E F G H I J K. Okay, M will be maple nut.
Did your husband beat you? Is that why you're so compliant?
No, I don't have an old husband.
Oh,
that's
no shit.
I'm surprised because it seems like you do just like anything to please a man.
Lemon. Lemon comes before maple nut. Sorry.
Ma'am, you're adorable.
Lemon, maple nut.
Thank you so much.
We pray that you make more than minimum wage.
You've more than answered our question. You're the best.
Yep.
God bless.
Is somebody being, what's this all about? Bye.
Bye.
She was very accommodating about the alphabet, though.
I can't believe she was going to do that.
Did chocolate come before or after chocolate chip?
Don't you know your Dewey Decimal?
Oh, we should call him back and ask him to do it by the Dewey Decimal System this time.
She might start.
Is it chocolate chip fiction or autobiography? I'm not sure.
You should call the guy with the dick pics.
The dick pics? Is that what you said?
So, a couple days ago, this girl, Samantha, she causes us to do horrible things. Like,
she's a whore.
No, that's not true.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Listening. You could have said anybody's name and
Matt,
I would have said that.
Matt may argue.
She's a prude.
Yeah, she made us call like a lady on a breather in a hospital.
Oh,
and it was awful. We were trying to mess with her, and she's like,
she squirrels away.
She's like, "Why are you calling me? I'm on a breather." And it was like late at night.
Ventilator.
And then
you should have called and pretended to be her oxygen delivery man and saying you were going to be late.
No, it was horrible. It was like a fucking hospital room.
Prank calls aren't supposed to be depressing.
No.
I'm going to be late. How much oxygen do you have?
And then
I might be like 40 minutes after when you run out.
Penis guy is a, he's has mental issues. Gunner swears he's not retarded, but he's got issues. And we got him. Should I even talk about this, Matt?
Yeah, no.
But we called up his mom's answering machine.
It went on for like an hour,
and this poor guy.
There's nothing better to do. Really.
We called his mom's answering machine. He lives with his mom, and we left her like a 5-minute message of him describing sexual feelings he's had for his mom. And what was it? Gunner that said
She's gonna have nightmares for the rest of her life. Now
I was off by then. I hear that he was gonna fuck Sam with the bag on her head with the picture of the mom on it.
Oh God,
it's so funny but so wrong. We're gonna take a break, and I have to dedicate a song to Gregulate. He wants to hear da da da.
Yeah.
You guys know da da da?
Yeah.
You know, it's actually not called da da da.
I want to hear the raping song tonight, though.
It's called da da da. I don't love you. Don't love me. Aha, aha, aha. You didn't know that, did you?
Title. You just sung the song.
Whoa, slow down. Right. How many ha's were there? I can't write it all down.
Oh, this is perfect.
3 da's and 3 ha's.
Gregulate, I'm getting ready to play your song.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, you're playing da da da?
I'm getting ready to.
I just had a quick question before you played it for Anne.
Okay.
Anne, do you like to eat mayan eggs?
Oh, there's Samantha. Speaking of the goddamn no good.
What's
devil.
The answer, Anne? We need to know. Mayan eggs, yes or no?
Do I like to eat them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I don't even know.
That's the correct answer. You win.
Yay!
Why?
Samantha, did you hear us talking about what a horrible person you were?
Yeah. I did. Are you still on break?
We're getting ready to go on break so we can play Gregulate's dumb song.
Oh, da, da, da.
What's that?
I thought you already were on break.
We're going on break right now.
It's a 40-minute intro to break.
Da da da. Da da. cucumber with the slightest ease. With those furry paws upon the keys. Play them up one more time.
It sounds like the mating cry.
That song? No, just because it was starting and I didn't want it to start.
Brad, you need to have just this as a sound effect.
Why? I always have them here. I have an unlimited supply of those for sound
effects. Are you playing the Matt's Hardback drinking game?
What's
that? Every time you say man eggs, we have to chug a whole beer.
Drinking ain't a game to me.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
You guys, you should play the Chris Ellerbeck drinking game, though. That hasn't been played in a while.
It was never played.
Wasn't it played once?
It was played a little bit.
Googling is what that should be saying.
Bye, Gregulate. There's too many people in here.
There are too many people. There's too many people in this
room.
I mean,
American husband.
Don't laugh, Matt. You could be next.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well today. How's Canada?
It was cold until you came in the conference.
Is that Matt's like picture, or is that like an album that he's dropped, and that's like the front of his album?
That's his album cover. He's a rapper.
That's totally what it looks like.
Okay. Rob, hi.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, we have to play some calls that you did today, or maybe just one, because the Xbox one is kind of long.
Yeah, probably just the Xbox one.
Yeah, no, just the home decor one.
Oh, the home decor one? Okay, that's good too.
Decor? You like to decorate your house? The home decor?
I've never heard of home decor. Have you guys?
Yeah, I haven't heard of it either, but the guy that complained about it was quite late.
I like don't know if I should talk or not. I don't want to trouble.
Okay. All right, so earlier today, what was his name again? Rob behind, you know,
the Donkey Show, epic fail.
He was calling Twitter complainers. This guy complained. Let's see, what did he complain? He said home decor has good price, bad ass customer service. God damn.
Oh, that's rich.
So, I like it when they have good price.
Yeah.
Good price.
They
no
have
verbs.
Good price.
So,
I know conjugation good.
Yeah, Rob called Hello? Them up, and here's the call, and I'm going to play the whole thing. It's like 2 minutes.
Is this Red?
Yeah, who's this?
I may fast forward, though.
Oh, yes, my name is Roy. I'm with Home Decor.
And then we're calling them. We're calling him back.
Yeah, we recently received notification that you were a dissatisfied customer.
Yes, sir.
Could you please explain that to me?
Because I was in this, like, the whole time I was in there, nobody asked me if I was wanting to be helped, and I came here to get stuff.
What?
And you felt that no one assisted you?
No, they didn't.
Were you able to make purchases there?
No, I didn't even purchase. I was a walker. I was there before, and I came to get the stuff today. And they didn't. It was nobody that said anything to me, so I didn't get anything. I just walked up.
That makes me hate this guy. He went into the store and he expects everyone to kiss his ass. And then he gets mad because nobody helps him because, you know, the store's busy or whatever. So he just leaves and thinks.
He must be the district manager of a retail store to expect that high of customer service.
And that's it, really. Nobody said anything and that was it. It seemed like nobody actually worked there, if you ask me, besides the only people I saw working is the people who was packing the cars or whatever you want to call it.
Who was doing what?
Asking questions.
Well, do you think that perhaps there was a communication problem? Did you try to talk to anyone and maybe they didn't understand your accent?
No, it's not about my accent. They didn't speak to me as a person, period. They didn't say hi, how you doing? They didn't ask me if I needed help. It was none of that. I mean, I work for customer service, so I know how it should.
Should we keep going, Rob? I mean, it just kind of
punch this guy in the face.
Well, you can talk to him. And
I think at this point, I just start swearing at him. Yeah, you can keep going.
We have to keep going because you're kind of a jerk.
Customer service.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Did you walk up to anyone by chance and ask them to help you out? Did they tell you to?
No, it was.
No one told you to fuck off or leave the store or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Well, we did see that you put a Twitter post up, and we're going to need you to remove that because it's libelous statements that we can't have defaming our company.
Well, that's my Twitter, and that's what it is.
Well, you know, we might have to take legal action if you don't remove
my
the post.
First Amendment
so you're just
right,
want to go ahead and remove that, and don't say bad things about our company.
Well, if that's what it is, that's what it is.
Well, yeah, you better remove it, because, you know, the reason is we just don't like you. It's why we didn't give a shit about you when you walked into our store, because, you know, we thought you looked like crap, so we didn't want to help you.
Yeah, all right.
And,
all right.
You know, now you need to remove that post, right, because that kind of libelous statement's on the internet. We're a great company, and we don't need pieces of shit like you walking into our store.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's going to stay up there, and I'll post another one about y'all again shortly. It's all good.
Oh,
it's all good.
I don't understand why he didn't get pissed. He's just like, I understand.
He thinks that tweeting this will really...
It's going to affect the company somehow.
Yeah.
Our stocks just dropped $7 a share because you twatted about something that you didn't like.
So he twatted, like after Rob's phone call. He twatted this. He wrote... Oh, actually, okay, here's exactly what he wrote. He wrote, RT, as in retwat. Home Decor has poor ass customer service, and whoever called my phone representing them about my tweet made it worst being disrespectful. And he just wrote the words RT. No, he wrote RT.
That means retweet.
I know, but okay. Is he requesting that others retweet?
No, he's requesting
we
other people to retweet it to get the word out.
Okay, I guess I'm the one that doesn't understand Twitter.
Can we find Can we find out his thing? And let's like
his phone number's right there.
Twat the crap out of his twats. Just respond to everything that he tweets, just like really obnoxiously.
Wait, let me talk first, and then we can all just.
What's going on? This is Alan Infrared. Appreciate your call.
Is this sound
cool? Infrared?
Your name and number after the tone.
I think he's a singer or something.
And I'll get back at you as soon as possible.
Offer him a record deal on his message.
Have a nice
day. Oh, that's no fun.
Do you want to call Charles?
I really wanted to call him. Who's Charles?
Dick pics.
Oh.
No, God. You gotta call the Michael guy.
Hello?
Xbox. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Red. I'm sorry. This is the district manager from... Hello? Can you hear
me? Decor?
Yeah, Home Decor?
I'm listening.
Oh, listen, we just want to let you know you're not allowed in our store anymore. We've got your picture from the security cameras. We put your picture up. If you try to come in, you will be arrested. This is your official notice not to enter our store. Stay off of our premises because we...
I don't care about coming to your store. Are you serious?
We don't need you. You know, if you're going to start shit with us on Twitter, we're going to start shit with you in real life. So don't come into our store.
Are you serious? You sound
yes,
stupid,
I is
bro.
Serious. I sound stupid because I am so serious.
I mean, who the hell is this?
What?
Who is this?
Are you having a heart attack?
You guys can talk. You know heart attack around here, bro. You got the wrong man, bro. Oh, man. You ain't.
We know
this is real life right here.
We know exactly
what you talking about.
We know exactly who
you're.
How drunk are you?
Bro.
We don't want your drunk ass in our store anyway. Listen to yourself.
It ain't nothing talk about me, bro.
I'm not your bra.
Don't fucking come in Home Decor anymore.
Decor.
Right, buddy?
Decor.
Retwat that.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Don't fucking come in the store. We got your picture up, man. Don't fucking come in the store.
I don't give a fuck what you got up. How do you think I give a fuck what you got up?
Sir, you better give a fuck.
Sir, are you speaking English?
I don't really understand
the
words that are coming out of your mouth.
You can't fucking talk, buddy.
I bit my tongue.
Oh, he's gone.
Damn it. That was ripe for hate crimes.
Redeye.
Yeah.
I can't. What? I don't. Is he going to run
let's
and tell
call
that?
Charles.
No.
Yeah, let's call Dick Fix.
I really want to know how shit went down.
I think he's going to run and tell that, homeboys.
Dick Fix is the retarded, partially retarded guy. Samantha.
The guy who wants to have sex with his mom? No, thanks.
No, if you post his number, I will call him for you.
Go to his Facebook. I have him blocked because he wouldn't stop messaging me, so you have to find him. It's a...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, do research in the
middle
of the show.
Sweet. I knew he heard that.
Brad, we need to call the Xbox guy today because he really wanted some customer service.
Yeah, I want to do him. It's just his call is so long, so I think we're going to have to, like, scroll through it.
Just skip through it.
Okay. All right. Here it is. Okay, this guy that uses Xbox, he twatted... having video issues with my 360, sent it in for repair and was told it was tampered with, so you can't fix it. Now it's being sent back. I spoke with someone earlier today.
He reformat the hard drive so he could download all the games and then he tried to send it back.
Said customer service would call before it was sent back, but I guess not. Can you help? Oh, and he was tweeting that to Xbox support, hoping for an answer, and he got an answer from Rob.
Tweeted Xbox as opposed to calling them.
Well, it actually...
What is wrong with people?
I know it's retarded. People just like to complain, but it actually works. You know, they have public relations people that don't want the bad press on Twitter. So
yeah, I'm sure the highest paid people at Xbox are the ones answering the Twitter comments.
No. No, it's actually...
The twats.
It's actually Rob answering them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm really high paid.
I think they know that everyone can read that.
No. This is retarded because Rob calls him and the guy doesn't even question it. He just believes him.
Put their phone number on their tweets or whatever?
No. People that tweet like this, they always have a blog. They always have a contact
page. Oh, yeah. Do just click on it.
Or you go to Network Solutions, their info, and get their number or whatever. But anyway.
This is why I don't blog with my phone number or my real name.
This call is like 6 minutes, so I'm sure I'm going to scroll through it because I don't want to sit here for 6 minutes.
Hello.
Mitchell.
Yep, that's me.
Hi, I'm Roy. I'm with Microsoft Xbox Support.
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing fine today, sir. I understand that you were having a problem.
Yes, I am. I received an email about my Xbox this morning that I'd sent it in for repair, and I guess it was apparently tampered with or something, so you guys couldn't fix it. And
I can't talk to them because it's a recording.
I can't remember. Are you mean to this guy at the end, or...?
I just started telling him that we're sending it to him in pieces, and he's got to pay for it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I didn't get too mean because I wanted to set him up for a callback.
Xbox Support, and because of that, that is why you're being charged the additional shipping and handling fee this evening.
Oh, so you told him? I'm sorry, I scrolled ahead. You told him that there's an extra $50 shipping and handling to send it
back.
I told him
that when because it was tampered with, once we took it apart, we didn't put it back together, so we're sending it to him in pieces, and also because he tampered with it, he has to pay for the shipping and handling.
Okay.
And this guy is a lawyer, by the way. A lawyer that plays Xbox.
Not a very
good one. He thought he was slick shit, too. He's like, oh, I read the terms of service, and I didn't see anything in there about tampering with it. I was like, well, too bad.
Did he remove the tag that says, do not remove this tag under penalty of law?
That's on sheet, or...
Oh, no, there's one on Xbox, too.
Oh. The earliest convenience is you let me know what time you'd like a supervisor to reach you.
That's what I was talking about.
I guess just tell them to call me as soon as they...
Forget this. I'm sure it's like a seal. I'm not going to play the whole call because I don't know where the good stuff is, but I think we said everything about it, I guess. So
that one's better. Longer.
Samantha, that's pretty good. Did you find the fellow with his penis?
And do you want to...
I can't find his number.
Do you want to be Xbox support?
No.
Jessica, would you like to be Xbox support?
I don't think I have it in me. I don't know anything about the Xbox. It's like
would make it even better. So what was wrong with it again?
It's like asking me if I can run a...
That would be funny, you know, because...
Did you let the little...
Oh, can I get him red? This time I just want to yell the fuck at him.
Okay, yeah, yeah, do
it. I just want to scream at him. Do you have the number? Or do I
go nuts. Yeah, I've got the number here.
Okay.
So let's hope he answers. Let's hope this isn't his...
Onion News Network.
Let's hope it... Okay, here it goes. Mitchell, his name's Mitchell, remember. It's after midnight, by the way, in New York, so... That's going to make this...
He's calling from overseas. Where's Rappy when we...
There you go.
Hey, this is Mitch. I can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message.
No Xbox for you. One year.
At the tone, please record your message. When you...
Oh, I was thinking... Let's turn him back. But I was thinking you should tell him that we've also canceled his Xbox Live subscription forever.
He's been blocked.
That'll happen within 24 hours. Because he can just go on there and see if it happens.
Let me check something here really quick. I want to see if that's his cell phone. Could you guys tell, was that a cell phone voicemail?
So, yeah, everybody has a cell phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, my guess would be yes.
Everybody sounds asleep tonight.
Sorry.
Yeah, Verizon Wireless is what it is. Okay. So, oh, man, it disappeared. I hate when that happens.
I keep trying to stay out of trouble.
So that is his cell phone number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And it rang 4 times, so maybe he's just asleep.
Pick up the phone.
Not for long.
God bless him.
I'm a desperate client in jail. Pick up the phone.
Hey, this is Mitch. You can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message. Thanks.
Okay. There was less than 4 rings that time. That means he hit the silence on it. So we just need to be persistent.
Persistence. It's my middle name.
What was that noise? Somebody do that again.
Somebody's Skyping.
No, hey, this is Mitch. I can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message.
Yeah. Let's try a couple more times.
Just answer, you son of a bitch.
Maybe a Canadian mating cry would get them to pick up.
He's actually asleep.
Breaking news, Mitchell is asleep.
Voicemail this! That would be a funny voicemail.
Hey, actually. Mitch, I can't come to the phone right now.
Should we leave him a message, Rob?
No, I'll get him tomorrow.
Please record your message. When you finished recording, you may have...
We'll save it for you.
I'll give you a nice short recording for tomorrow. Just me just laying into him.
Jessica, we have some breaking news. Mildred Monday is back from the dead. Do you know
That's
Mildred Monday,
hear.
Jessica? Sort of?
I've read all about Mildred.
Really? Do you know about Mildred?
No.
I don't.
Who, Samantha, you don't know about Mildred?
I don't. You need to buy the
book.
Don't either.
What the fuck?
Buy the book.
Samantha, how do you not know about Mildred Monday? Come on.
Do you want to give me a brief refresher?
Is this the book? I haven't read it yet.
Do you know where Rob got his handle from?
I opened the book and I just read the inscription over and over again.
Okay. Should I play an old Mildred call?
You should, Brad.
Why don't you
Go
tell
ahead.
Us why you told us that Mildred is back from the dead?
Well, exciting.
Half the people here don't know who Mildred is. Just like last week, nobody knew who Jim Bayless was.
Let me look it up.
I'm just going to play at least half of this call real quick. And
how come that? She's allowed to type? I'm not allowed to type.
Because your keyboard doesn't sound as good. Okay, this is a call to Mildred Monday in Indianapolis from 1992 or 93.
Really?
Hello? Hi, this is AT&T. Mildred Monday is at a payphone and wishes to make a call and bill it to your number. Is that all right?
Mildred no, Monday, I'm Mildred Monday.
No, you're not. Mildred's at the payphone.
I said I am Mildred Monday.
And
just blew
I told
her
you
mind.
Mildred's at the payphone.
Well, who wants to make the call?
Mildred's making the call from the payphone. She's making a call to New Zealand and wants to build the phone call to your house.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Oh,
yeah, that's what she's
no.
doing.
Mildred,
no.
I'm you from the future.
Okay, so that was her in 93. We called her throughout the 90s. And every call, she's like, I'm Mildred Monday, because we said crazy things to her.
Poor old woman.
It livened up her life. It made her life more exciting.
Her probably called her more than her children did.
Probably.
Her sons are epic.
Oh, I'm going to send you a link
epic.
To the Mildred Monday episode of The Phone Show. So anyway... So Akison, I guess, and I hope I'm saying his name right, and Roxy, I guess, were calling random Mondays around the country, and they found another Mildred, and she also lives in Indiana somewhere.
Does she sound like her?
Have you heard it yet, Matt?
Her name is Mildred.
No.
Of course she sounds like her.
Of course not. It's Roxy 80. Shit.
Well, this is cool. Like, nobody here has heard it, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is the new Mildred Monday, and it's kind of spooky.
Good.
Oh, yes. Dude, I can't hear a single word you're saying.
Screw. Oh, man, I'm going to call Mildred Monday. No, what they...
Oh, shit.
What we...
I thought I edited
dude,
this. Hold on.
I can't...
Wait. The phones.
Okay, yeah. Here goes.
Is that a fan close to your mic? No. Because...
I'm just trying to get some clear.
is ATT Relay Operator 5705, and you have a flat call from Mildred Monday.
This is Mildred Monday.
Jesus.
You have a call from Mildred Monday.
Oh, man.
She's like the same.
I don't know another Mildred Monday.
30 years
ago. Oh, my God.
Sorry, ma'am.
This lady's old,
she
too.
She is back from the dead.
Do you want me to ask the person? Can I put you on hold and get the other person on the line so you guys can work this out? No charges will be added to your account.
On the line of work.
Let me hear their voice. Put them on and let you talk to them and let me hear their voice.
Okay, 1 minute. Let me put you on hold like ever. 10 seconds, okay?
What's she want to hear her voice for? She's like, oh, maybe it is me.
I don't
me.
Know.
Let's
that would have been a perfect played... thing. Just have queued up like the old Mildred.
Yes, yeah, that's yeah, what yeah, I was just thinking. But I'm Mildred Monday. She would have just like, her head would have exploded. That's me, that but it's not me. Awesome. What?
Okay, let's see if there's more. There's a little bit more.
Who's the...
Hello?
Where are they calling from?
With some white
Hello?
Rabbit in the background?
Mildred Monday?
Yeah. There's
Starship
for
Hello?
Airplane.
Starship.
So you can
This is Mildred Monday.
Where are you calling from?
I can use the big keyboard.
I don't know you.
I'm calling for Mildred.
Okay, you get it. It goes on and on. She keeps saying I'm Mildred Monday and
that's awesome.
I wish you would have had a clip.
That shit's creepy, man.
I know, it's weird. It doesn't
Yeah, so next time you call,
how do you know that she's dead?
We need to queue up the other Mildred Monday.
Oh, because we talked to the sun. She's right dead.
No, she's in the ground getting eaten by worms, but this lady sounds so much like her, it's creepy.
Holy, that's creepy.
I am Mildred Monday.
Okay. Let me see what I have here.
Jesus, send her some siding.
Some siding.
Well, that was one
you
of the
like some fries with that.
That's one of the calls. As I tried to.
Oh, hey, Brad. Brad, my mom likes your voice.
Did you just call me Broad?
I did.
Brah.
What's up, Brah?
My mom likes your voice.
She does. She was like, tell Brad I like his voice.
I want to hook up with your mom.
That'd be awesome.
Do your mom,
Daddy Carter.
There's like two songs about Mildred Monday.
Songs?
Mildred doesn't want to hear the song. She wants to hear...
Yeah. Oh, but wouldn't that be freaky if we called her and played one of the songs at her?
I think you should save
the
that.
The gutter ones.
Okay.
The gutter
we should just
ones
play,
awesome.
I'm Mildred Monday, and she'll be like, no, I'm Mildred Monday. And then you can press the button
play
again,
it back
I'm
and
Mildred
forth.
Monday, and she'll be like, no,
this
I'm
one's
Mildred
dedicated.
Monday. And they can argue with themselves.
Okay, hold on. Let me find a good part of this. I'm going to get two clips.
I'm the loser I used to own. Oh, you died so soon. Why did you go? You're my boy, Mildred! Got your son by the flow. Anyway,
I pray.
I like that.
I just want him to say Mildred Monday. Okay, forget it. I'll just find her voice.
Fail.
Okay, here, let me get
Epic.
That.
No, you're not. Mildred's at the pig. Is that all right?
Mildred okay, Monday, I'm Mildred.
Your number,
I'm Mildred.
Is that all right?
I'm Mildred Monday.
Okay, it's queued up.
Can you put it in a new thing so you can just play over and
I
over?
I can't. I don't know how. Like, I mean, I could do it, but I'd have to sit here and like edit a file and stuff.
Bastards.
Sorry. Okay, so you guys ready to call the new Mildred?
The new Mildred?
Mildred 2.0.
Awesome. Yes.
Are you going to say anything? You're just going to rewind that and go.
I'm Mildred Monday.
Well, what should we do, you guys?
Just nobody say anything. Just be like, hello, and be like, I'm Mildred Monday.
You should just play her voice.
just play her own voice back at her.
Yeah.
Because she'll know it's not quite her.
Yeah.
I can hear you drinking that beer.
Who is that, Matt?
That's what I do. Oh.
I can hear you looking at me. I need you to stop it.
That's what I do.
Here, let me cue up two things. Hold on.
You just play Boots and Boys on her voicemail over and over and over again.
Okay. Okay, now we're all ready for her. I have two clips.
It's just another Mildred Monday. Whoa.
I should be the phone company first, shouldn't I? Or something? Or can I confirm an appointment for Red... I'm going to do Red Shingles.
I didn't order no dang shingles.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling for Mildred Monday.
This is Mildred Monday.
Hi, this is Steve from Pioneer Roofing. I'm just calling to confirm an appointment in the morning to reshingle your house. And we're going to be there. We're going to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to start taking your shingles off.
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when you set up the appointment, right?
Well, I didn't know we made appointment for you to do that.
Yeah. You did it. You called in. It was you that did it. You called in and set up an appointment to reshingle your house.
I did not.
You paid with your credit card.
I did not.
Ma'am, I have the order right here for red shingles from New Zealand. I have the authorization code. Ma'am?
Well...
Authorization code 27503. Ma'am? Hello? Did you hang up? I think we lost her. Thanks.
I heard a click.
Yeah, I heard a click too.
I didn't get to play any clips.
She doesn't get anywhere near as mad.
Oh, I know.
She's not quite as feisty.
I know what I'm going to say.
It's because she's not old enough.
Well, she is, you know, asleep.
Yeah, it's weird she picks up at all.
Those people with home phones. I don't know.
I was wondering, maybe she's like a renter and she thinks her landlord did it?
Maybe.
Hello?
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Yes.
We got disconnected somehow. I'm not sure how. But we have a recording here of your voice, and it shows that you ordered shingles.
So, let me hear it.
Okay.
Mildred Monday. I'm Mildred Monday.
See?
You just taped that just then.
Oh, no. I have another one here that talks about shingles. Here we go. I'm calling up this
Mildred Monday. I am Mildred Monday. I really think she's okay. I'm Mildred Monday. I like to hear her son say, Mildred Monday. He's gonna make me pay. I'll find him. I'm dissing on this Mildred
Monday. See, that was you talking about your shingles.
Who is this?
Oh, is this Tom, the son?
Huh?
Is this the son? Is this Mildred's son?
No, it's not.
Oh, her husband.
Right.
I'm sorry?
What is it?
I need to talk to Mildred, because she's the one that placed the order for the roof.
For the what?
For the new roof that she ordered. The shingles.
What roof?
The shingles. New shingles.
We didn't order no shingles.
Yes, it's on your credit card. Authorization code 27503. I have a recording of it right here.
We didn't order none. We ain't got nothing with shingles on it.
Do you want to hear Do you want to hear the recording of her ordering?
I don't care what it is. We didn't order nothing around here. He's gonna make
me pay. I'll find him. I'm dissing on this Mildred
Monday. See?
Who is this?
This is Steve from Pioneer Roofing here in Indiana.
What?
Steve from Pioneer Roofing. This is
I didn't order no roofing.
I know, Mildred did. You're not involved.
No, Mildred didn't.
You're not involved in this decision. You need to hand the phone back to Mildred, sir, because it's her credit card.
I don't care. It better not be nothing put on her credit card.
Hurry up and put her on the phone.
I'm on the phone.
Oh, good. So you heard yourself ordering the roof.
No, I did not order no roof.
With red
shingles? And I'm going to call the police.
Don't call the police. That's ridiculous. It's just a roof.
No, it ain't.
Well, why would she call the police?
Because you're trying to scam us now. We'll get the police.
It's okay. We're not trying to scam you. We already have your credit card number.
I don't care. You might not, but
We ain't getting you to put no roof on for nothing. But I don't even know you.
It's already been paid for. Can you have Mildred yell at us, not you? Because it's her decision. You have nothing to do with this.
No, it's not Mildred's decision.
It's her credit
card.
It's
my home.
You're the one that's calling it a scam. Mildred's in complete agreement with me.
No, I'm not in no agreement with you.
No, I have a recording of you being in agreement with me.
No, you don't.
Yeah, listen.
We just make a call and do it to your number. Is that all right?
Mildred Mundy. I'm Mildred Mundy.
No, you're not. Mildred's at the payphone.
I said I am Mildred Mundy.
See, even she thinks that's a recording of her own voice. I'm sorry. Mildred, did you hear that? You were that was you.
That's not.
Well, we didn't hear you. Didn't hear you.
That was
that's
you,
not my voice.
That was you talking about your credit card.
Please talk with us.
Don't call the police. We don't need to involve the police.
Yes, we do.
Oh, no, please don't call the police.
Yes, we are. I'm
no,
calling.
No.
Right now.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, get off here then. Leave us alone.
Fine, I'm hanging up. I fucked up.
I feel so
bad. I like
bad
the part
for
when you said into the microphone, hey, even she thinks it's her own voice.
Yeah. Dude, that was fucking rich.
They totally think they're old people getting scammed. Like, people are going to show up and put a roof on their house tomorrow. They don't even get it. They were just phone pranking them.
I like
I'm not
going to
be a statistic.
Freeway with them.
What was that?
Rob.
When the husband said that he was going to have you have a three-way.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Going to have me on the what?
He was going to have you have a three-way with him.
I didn't hear that part.
Rob, he was talking about the cops, though, but he was like,
yeah.
I'm gonna have a three-way with you.
He doesn't even know how to do three-way calling, first of all.
Dude, he sounds like the angry son.
They live in Illinois, and they've got this, like, Louisiana accent.
Indiana.
Really funny.
Same thing
oh,
as Illinois.
Yeah, I can't call as the cops, but maybe I can call as, like, a private detective.
Can we
just call Charles?
Scam.
You should just start
a rash
threatening
of roof
us.
Installations.
Be like, well, if you don't pay, we're going to bring the sheriff with us tomorrow morning, first thing.
They're Nigerian
put that goddamn
scammers.
Roof on.
We're Nigerian
we're charging
roof
every
installers.
Red penny for them red shingles.
Samantha, what's the number? Where's the number?
I just pasted it in chat.
In what chat? Our private chat?
No, in our group chat.
Right. Oh. Whatever. I don't see it.
Is it over here?
Oh, 208. I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is that horrible, horrible, horrible call we did.
I was listening to the clip, and I really don't think that he is retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay.
But, hey, you talk to him.
I wouldn't
use
feel
it. No, yeah, it's all you, Samantha.
I wouldn't feel as bad, but okay. So,
I think he's just a dork.
Let Samantha take this
Yeah, Samantha's taking this one. Okay, here it goes. This is the guy that has feelings for his mother.
Like, really? Or did
it
they made up?
He didn't say anything.
Good job, FCW.
He didn't say anything completely crazy, but, like, he said he's thought about her boobs or something like that. I forget what we asked him.
His own mom is a MILF.
We've all thought about his mom's boobs. He's busy getting beaten.
So,
hey, hang on.
Thanks, Akison, for finding Mildred Zombie. Mildred 2.0.
Mildred Zombie.
Mildred's
that's
digital
awesome.
Zombie corpse.
I'm going to try one more time.
Dude.
Okay, I still have his mom's number if you want to call her
oh,
after.
Oh, jeez. Do you want to?
Yeah, of course she does.
Try Michigan.
Is that the number that Rob just posted?
I don't think Rob was...
No, I just reposted the number because you couldn't find it.
Oh. That's not the same number I'm calling. I'm calling...
It's the mom, I think.
Oh, I'm calling the mom right now?
Yeah.
You are?
Okay, I'll call the real one now.
Get out of my life, Justin Bieber.
It's picked up.
Picked
up, ain't it?
Here, kitty.
Well, obviously we.
Yay!
Is that my maiden cry of Canada?
It's on pussy tonight.
Okay, hang up.
Yes, ma'am.
Who has a landline without any voicemail or an answering machine?
You like my parents who don't have fucking call waiting.
I thought that.
And every time I finally get through, I'm like, could you get call waiting, please? We don't want to talk to more than one person at a time.
Rapist,
I'm like, well,
in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up. Trying to rape him, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids.
Matt.
What?
Matt. Okay, Matt, yeah. Are you there? Yeah.
Matt.
Can you hear me now?
Wait,
can you hear me now? Can
Matt.
You hear me now? How about
Matt.
Now? Can
Matt.
You hear me now? Matt.
Matt.
Yes.
Matt.
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 Yes. Matt.
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 This Bob. Is better.
It just okay. came.
Fucking come over here and make me stop.
All right, right. Okay.
That's hot, yo.
Matt, tell me this.
Say my name.
Matt.
Wait, what happens when you hear this song?
I get so happy. Like, I just hung up on Rob and Craigily. I was like, Brad's calling, click.
Okay, like
the, I picture them slow motion in the church at the end.
Dirty motherfucker.
They played the song for like the last two episodes the whole time.
Yeah. Matt.
It makes me sad.
Okay, yeah, it makes you sad. So
I need the song.
I did something for you, Matt. I did something.
I'm like a Pavlov dog.
I know. I
Matt,
did.
I followed you.
I did.
Hey. Yeah.
Listen, I did something special for you,
Matt. Brad does something. Okay. Matt. Brad's talking to you. Matt. Brad.
Matt, yes. Matt, this is for you. I made this for you.
Oh, is it the master version?
Oh, this is amazing.
Made us look cheery. That's awesome.
This feels so wrong.
Yeehaw!
Sitting on the toilet doing a little dance.
Do you love it? Are we going to use this from now on?
Yes.
No, that can only be like happy music. Still gotta do the sad music when things are sad.
Matt,
did you literally play this, like, or did you just like speed it up?
No, I played it.
Really?
RBCP, awesome. The Mildred 2.0 was incredible tonight.
That was pretty great.
I still kind of feel bad,
episode.
Though. I mean, honestly.
This was the best episode.
They're
going
to get up at like 7 in the morning with like shotguns so blazing, like, ready for sure people to show up, like,
you know what we should do?
To roof their house.
We should deliver pizza. Have somebody go to their house at like 7 in the morning.
Oh.
Like,
hey,
call,
yeah,
like,
you
want
to feel bad? Call
them brought
on a goddamn ventilator.
Call something.
Like, call Home Depot and have them schedule someone to come out to like do an estimate or something.
Oh, shit. I don't think we could do that quickly enough. Because you
we
know they're
plan
closed.
Ahead, but next time,
yeah.
Schedule it with Home Depot. For we don't know their address though. For them,
oh, I can get their address. I think
just
it's listed.
Call repeatedly every single episode.
Do it.
Yeah, we're not
to make it a regular thing.
Do it. We need to learn the husband's name, and we can start calling for him, and then we can find another one.
No, you should actually call for some dude who doesn't live there and be like, "Hey, he called me from this number when you were at
who
work today."
Who's there?
Oh, it's Jessica and Ann.
Oh. I don't know them.
Oh,
hi.
He sounds so disappointed. Oh.
Hi.
They were
it's
on the
no,
show.
I was just saying hi.
They were on the show a couple times before you started calling in a lot.
Oh, wait. No.
We're very rare. Sometimes we're Beverly and LaFonda.
LaFonda!
I was Beverly the Craigslist hooker. Beverly.
Bland. I mean, and do you eat mayonnaise?
No, you asked me this already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm not bland. Damn it.
So this
it's
is the
this song here. Like is wrong in so many ways. It makes me angry. Like I'm getting agitated.
I'm glad I'm
it.
Not sitting next to you.
I'm like
thanks
getting
for that.
Stressed.
Dude, Evie told me how much goddamn the plane ticket is. I had no idea. I thought it was like $40.
To where?
What $40 to Vegas?
Yeah.
What's wrong
they
with
thought
you?
They really wanted to get people there.
Oh, yeah, you'd think.
It's like $400.
I've never paid for a $40 plane ticket. Maybe on Greyhound.
Yeah, that's probably a
show. No.
Okay, well, we got to end the show.
Rob the hyena wants to call the Xbox kid back. He had a recording ready.
Too bad. Sucks to be him.
Ah.
No, man. I'll call you Gigalate. You have fun with your broads there, Mr. Carter.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Matt, are you gonna, when we go away, are you gonna be happy? like super happy.
If you play that happy music,
it is playing. Can't you hear it?
Let's have an intervention for Matt right now.
I'm happy enough, man.
Yay.
It was nice talking to you.
All right, bye, Matt. Bye, Matt. Regulate.
Later, bye.
Bye. Bye. Da da da. Regulate.
Bye, bye, bye. Da da da. Play it again.
Bye 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 bye. Wait, I gotta play this again for him.
Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst dich nicht. Da, da, da.